This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everyone, you're listening to AvWeb's coverage of Sun and Fun 2018 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm with Mike Sasser of Cub Crafters. Mike, Cub Crafters has a full line of updated Cub designs, and we're looking at one of the latest here at Sun and Fun. It's the FX3, which is Cub Crafters' version of the Quick Build Factory Assist Kit. Pretty cool concept. Tell us about it.
Well, it's our latest model. It's a 2,000-pound gross weight, fuel-injected engine, constant speed prop, 130-mile-an-hour true airspeed, which is significant for a Cub, but still retains the lightweight qualities of the STOL, characteristics of the original Carbon Cub SS. So we're very excited about the airplane, and it's been a tremendous success for us since we launched it in February of last year.
Now let's talk a little bit, we'll get back to the specifics on the airplane, but let's talk about that kit building program. So it's kind of unique in that this is an EAB airplane, the owner comes out to Yakima, spend some time in the factory.
Yep, the owner will come out and spend 5 days, a Monday through Friday, and build components for the aircraft. And at the end of the 5 days, we're going to have a big pile of parts that they've fabricated from raw material, basically. And then they leave, and we do the assembly part of the aircraft, and then they'll come back for 2 days of final assembly and paperwork. And then at the end of that time, it'll be an experimental amateur-built airplane built in their name, and they will have met the 51% rule
How do you handle the fly-off?
The fly-off, we have two options on that. The owner can come out and actually do their own fly-off. They're in Yakima. They have to stay within the 75-mile radius of Yakima, or they can pay Cub Crafters to do the fly-off, and we have an engine break-in protocol. And then when they show up, the airplane will have been out of phase one. It'll be ready to go for the customer. All the squawks are taken care of, paint touch up and everything. So basically they'll get a 40-hour airplane that's brand new.
So if I show up at Yakima with all 10 of my thumbs and I'm going to go into the factory, what kind of stuff am I going to do in there?
Well, it's actually a lot of fun because you're going to see a lot of neat equipment. You're going to be in the heart of our manufacturing environment. You're going to be operating everything from tube benders to stamping machines to flatbed CNC machines. You're going to cut all the tubing for the fuselage and lay it in the jig. You're not going to do the welding, but you are going to lay it in the jig. You're going to lay up all the composites and cut out all of the carbon fiber material for all the carbon fiber parts on the airplane. Everybody that's been through the program has really enjoyed it. And we encourage people to bring a partner with them. It can be a two-man deal easily.
So getting back to the airplane itself, what kind of avionics options?
The majority of the airplanes that have been spec'd out are running with the Garmin G3X with the autopilot and the GTX 345R, so for ADS-B in and out. And that's pretty much the standard package in this airplane.
Now, is the engine in this, refresh my memory, is it the ASTM engine?
It's a CC363i. That's a proprietary version of an IO360 for us. It's got our proprietary intake plenum and oil sump on it and exhaust system. So, but the rest of it is fairly the same as an IO360.
And how about the prop?
Prop is a Trailblazer, a Hartzell Trailblazer, and you can get it in an 80 or 83-inch version. Most of what we're specking out are 83, but we do have some 80s.
So if we kind of tug at the DNA of this airplane, it really goes back to the Super Cub, doesn't it? So it has that kind of payload?
It does. I mean, with 2,000 pounds and the average empty weight on the FX3s that have rolled out so far is about 1150 to 1160. So it's pretty significant and pretty close to the 2,300-pound Super Cub or the 2,000-pound Super Cub.
How big a check do I have to write for you?
The red one that you're looking at today is sitting at about $315 if you pay us to do the fly-off.
And does the owner have the option of a full build on this as a totally shipped kit?
Absolutely. We have the EX3, which is the exact same components, only we're going to build the parts and ship them to you for assembly, and specification-wise, it's exactly the same as the FX3. It's EX3, FX3, you build it, we help you build it. That's basically the two programs.
And what's the price difference for the EX version?
So this apples to apples, if you put the same options in an EX3 versus what the options are on this red FX3 today, it's about $100,000 difference, ballpark, on that.
And are many owners, how are they dividing here? Are more of them going for the FX or the EX?
Well, we've sold more FXs in the same amount of time frame, but our kit program actually came online a little bit later as far as being ready to ship kits and stuff due to manuals and building manuals and stuff, because it's a different manual than our EX2, which we've had for a while. But the kit sales are building momentum, and we've sold several here in the last few weeks, actually.
And evidently, there's not much price pushback on that kit, because that's a fairly expensive kit.
Right. And the wait time for the FX3, if you ordered an FX3 today, you wouldn't see it until January of 2020. So they can get a kit in the next couple of months and get started, and you theoretically could have a kit done well before you would see a production airplane.
Okay, Mike Sasser from Cub Crafters, thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2018. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.